I'm Anusha Zamarodi, in for John Hockenberry. It's been a big month for upstart virtual currency Bitcoin. A federal judge declared that it is, in fact, a currency, and now state and federal officials have launched investigations into regulating it. Lawmakers are worried that Bitcoin and other virtual currencies could be used to evade taxes, defraud investors, and trade illegal products like drugs and pornography. So what would regulation mean for a currency based on anonymous exchanges and decentralized control? Jeffrey Robinson is the author of The Laundry Men and a leading expert on international financial crime, and he is right here with me. Jeffrey, good to see you.
Have you got any bitcoins?
I don't, actually. So let's just define what a bitcoin is for those in our audience who maybe don't know.
A bitcoin is a virtual currency. Now, it's much more complicated than all of that. You acquire them through a process called mining, or you buy them through an exchange. There are Bitcoin exchanges. So you take your dollars and you are given some computer code which will represent a certain sum of money in Bitcoins.
Okay, so Congress announced this week they're launching an investigation into Bitcoins, state of New York too. What are they worried about?
They're worried about the fact that when you have Bitcoins, you can move them around the world rather efficiently and anonymously, which means you can trade in all sorts of things.
And has there been sort of a tipping point here where it's become
yes.
so ubiquitous that they feel the need to do this?
Yeah. It started about 6 weeks ago when the federal government busted another virtual currency called Liberty Reserve, which had been set up specifically for illicit activity, for the movement of drugs, weapons, pornography, human trafficking, all of that sort of thing. So the government said, you know, we really have to look into all of them. Now, there are about 50 virtual currencies. Bitcoin is probably the most famous because they're the most vocal and they're probably the best established. But there are 50 of these things. The interesting thing about Bitcoin, the really interesting thing, is the technology it uses to move this currency around the world. The technology is wonderful. It is absolutely sensational.
What is it?
Well, it's a way of moving money from point A to point B anonymously. That will have to change, but efficiently and at no cost. Now, if you want to send somebody money in England, so you go to your bank and you say, here are my dollars, convert them to pound sterling, and they're going to charge you $25 on a wire transfer, something like that. You do it with Bitcoin, it costs virtually nothing, and it takes 5 minutes. It's there right away. They've got access to the Bitcoins.
What's so special about the technology?
Well, because it's so modern and so advanced and so efficient.
Now, I wonder why the banks aren't using it.
Well, that's the key right there, because I've been saying once the big kids figure out how to use the technology, and it's open source code, so they can just steal it. Once they figure out how to use it and make money using it, that's the death of Bitcoin and all the other virtual currencies, because there will be a Citibank virtual currency and there will be a Facebook virtual currency and there will be a Google virtual currency. So that virtual currencies will survive. The specifics, whether or not Bitcoin will, I have my doubts. But the technology is the interesting thing, and that genie's out of the bottle. That's here to stay.
So let's go back to the regulation question. How can an anonymous currency like Bitcoin be regulated?
By being made non-anonymous.
In other words, it defeats the point, really, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. It defeats the point of the currency, but it doesn't defeat the point of regulation. So that if the government says, whether it's the state of New York through the DFS, Department of Financial Services, or it's Congress through Homeland Security or the Treasury or whatever, if Congress and New York say, look, the Manoush Bitcoin exchange are now going to have to comply with all the money laundering laws, and you're going to have to know your clients, and you're going to have to declare your clients. So when Jeffrey Robinson comes in to buy Bitcoins, you're going to have to say, I need your ID, I need this, I need that, and you're going to have to register the sale of the Bitcoins mm-hmm. to me. Now, that's being done largely compliant by most of the exchanges, but not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
They now will put laws in place that will seriously affect those exchanges that aren't doing it so that there are criminal penalties. They will then say, okay, if the dollar is involved, we have jurisdiction anywhere in the world. Therefore, all of these anonymous transmissions of Bitcoins will have to be recorded so that if you, Jeffrey Robinson, have sent somebody Bitcoins and we find out about it, you're going to have to tell us who it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say, well, it's just an anonymous thing. We're going to have to know who it is. That will push all of the Bitcoin traffic into other parts of the world. In other words, they'll say, well, America's too tough because we can't be anonymous here. It'll push it into Europe. Then the Europeans will do it. The Canadians will do it. The Australians will do it.
And until it's dead.
Until the only place you can do it is, I don't know, Lithuania.
But on the other side, let's flip the Bitcoin, if you will. Could it instead lend it legitimacy? I mean, is there a way that this could be a positive thing for
the technology is a very positive thing. And as soon as Bank of America, Citibank, Chase, and all the big kids get in, Apple, Google, Facebook, when they start with their virtual currencies, and the Canadians have been talking about a virtual currency, a national currency, that will be centrally controlled, as soon as that happens, then you won't need Bitcoins. I mean, my problem with Bitcoins is in multiple areas. The first of all is this whole idea of mining them. The Bitcoin was invented by a bunch of – presumably a group of, although there's only one name on it, Japanese mathematicians who have a system where you have to mine these things, which is – I said similar to a computer game and I was corrected and somebody said it's like the lottery. So what it is Super Mario meets a Powerball. It's bizarre. The other thing is there's a wing of the Bitcoiner community who are anarchists, and they're very vocal, and they lend a certain taste to Bitcoins that just don't sound like a serious financial instrument.
Okay, so let's end our conversation with some context. How widely accepted really are Bitcoins? And is regulation going to impact the everyday American?
There is $17 trillion in circulation, U.S. dollars, around the world. There's $1 billion of Bitcoins. The Bitcoin pound for pound is a lighter weight than the Cuban peso. I mean, it's negligible. It doesn't even show up on the Richter scale. Will the average American be affected by it? Absolutely not, because the average American doesn't know Bitcoins exist. Or if they do, like me, I have no idea where to spend them.
Well, they know about it now, Jeffrey. Thanks
My
for
pleasure.
Being here.
By the way, do you pay in Bitcoins?
No.
I need dollars. Thank you.
Jeffrey Robinson is the author of The Laundry Men and a leading expert on international financial crime. To see a photo of what a Bitcoin actually looks like and to watch a short video about them, visit thetakeaway.org.